This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Upon the radio and elsewhere, it's a clean, clear through and deodorized through. That is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen from points, actually south. I was going to say north, south, east, and west. Well, we have that presence, north, south, east, and west. Victoria, when I say we, Victoria Keelan is here. Happy to be back with my pals on the air, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off at this point, back in the stead though soon. So here we are, working our way through things going on. Kevin Hart is out. I saw this actually when I was coming back, and I thought, what a disgusting, this guy just is so, I find him banal. It's probably the best word I can come up with him, although he's made a lot of great friends with people that I have regard for in terms of acting and performing, but apparently he has a rather questionable past, Victoria, right? So that's why he was in and now he's out as the host of the Academy Awards next February. What's his story? Mm-hmm. What's he done?
Well, he had some homophobic tweets that date back to about 10 years ago. And so Kara and I were just talking off the air, and Kara made a really excellent point. I don't know, Kara, if you want to jump in on this, but essentially, you know, it's an interesting world that we're living in right now.
Yeah.
And
can have no past. No pass.
Yeah, and social media has, you know, that the internet is around forever, and once you tweet something, I'm sure he forgot that he tweeted that 10 years ago. He tweeted a comment about if he came home and his son was playing with his daughter's doll, that he would break the dollhouse or something like that. It was, you know, he didn't, essentially saying, you know, don't be gay.
Yeah, I'll read the tweet if you want. It says, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say, stop, that's gay."
Really? That's all he said?
Yeah, and...
Well...
I have very mixed feelings about this. Victoria, you can keep telling the story, and then we can go into...
I'm not surprised. I don't like his acting. I don't think he's funny. I think he's an obnoxious so-and-so. But I think there's also... This is the lesson. We keep learning it over and over again. And as you both, I think, suggested, he probably doesn't even remember. And then you listen to it on the surface, it doesn't sound like it's that bad. It's people say things like that. That's how you
feel. But in 2018, it is very different to hear that, to read that tweet, than it would have been in 2008. And Kara brought up a great point saying, you know, if we're judging...
Why is that, do you think, Victoria? Why is it different?
We're more evolved. We're more sensitive. The LGBTQ community has a much bigger place in, you know, it's a much bigger spotlight than they had 10 years ago. And so I think that we just inherently know, like, that's wrong to say that. And
but some people don't think it is wrong. It may be we can agree among us as quote unquote civilized Americans that it isn't.
But I
there's
think,
no place
I think
in
we're
it.
Saying as a general public, yes, obviously there are still plenty of people who are homophobic. But what I said to Victoria off air was that 10 years ago, it was, even though it wasn't that long ago, it was a different time, and that he could have said that, and plenty of people probably would have laughed and not thought anything about it. And I think.
Right.
I'm not the biggest fan of Kevin Hart. I don't know how he would have been as an Oscar host. I don't think he's that hilarious. But, you know, in terms of how we judge people for their past statements, you know, based on how we feel about things today, I think it's just kind of a slippery slope for all of us, because every single one of us has tweeted something that, like,
of course we have. We've said something on the air, off the air. We're not perfect.
I think about 10 years ago, I was in high school, and high school people high-fived each other all the time, and then one person would take their hand down and say, who's gay? And, like, I don't know if you ever saw that, Doug, but you would go to high-five each other, and then instead of high-fiving, you would point at their hand and say, who's gay? And that person would have their hand up. And it was never, it wasn't an offensive thing, but
here's
now
the thing, Kara,
it is. And so
ask your father, next time you see him, next time you go to Sunday dinner, ask him about Queers Day. Thursday in our time, when we were in school, if you wore a yellow shirt, you were queer. And that was the extent of any discussion about being queer or gay or any. There was never a conversation about that, even though we all knew who the gay kids were, and we pay no attention to it. There's something why it has become this issue, because some people have obviously let it go too far, which is why anything becomes an issue. So as far as Kevin Hart, the reason for him not being there, for me, is this is not a good, well, I shouldn't say it's not a good reason. It is a slip of, we all have a past. We all have said things, we've done things, we've been in a place where we wish we had never been. Or we look back and think, for God's sakes, I've been on the air since I was 17 years old. You don't think there are things I've said on the air that I wish the hell I'd never... Yeah, you open your mouth and something comes out.
Sure,
of course we have.
And you know, think about it too. 10 years ago, Kevin Hart was a nobody.
Yeah,
like, I'm just doing this math in my head now, thinking, wait, 10 years ago, Kevin Hart was not a household name.
No,
he was pretty obscure 10 years ago.
Right.
So
now let's turn the tag, because we were talking off the air about
it, but I think you have to have some context
at some point. Yeah, thank you. The word is context. Thank you, Victoria. That's the word. But now, we were talking about Dave Chappelle. Those of you who do or don't know, and I'm not suggesting that he's the one that's going to replace Kevin Hart, because they haven't come up with a name yet. It'll be somebody very safe, and Chappelle is anything but safe. But I remember the first time I said, because my son is great, he doesn't like Kevin Hart either, but he's a great fan of Dave Chappelle's. There's something about Dave Chappelle that is just genuinely funny. Mm-hmm. He is lewd, he is crude, he is gross, he is any number of things. He's also probably one of the smartest human beings around. Maybe that's how he gets away with it. I just don't think Kevin Hart's that smart. He doesn't come across that way anyway. But Chappelle, although they, as you said, wouldn't trust him ever.
No, they wouldn't.
to do the Oscars.
They couldn't write an insurance policy big enough to have him host the Oscars, which is unfortunate, but, because they trusted Chris
Rock.
He's
a funny bugger. He's a funny, funny guy.
He is.
So, anyway. All right, so the Golden Globe nominations have been announced. I noticed that Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg are going to host the ceremony the first of next month. I have taken on a new leaf with her. I kind of knew who she was. She was on the hospital show, right? For
Grey's
a long
Anatomy.
Time.
Anatomy. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really, I mean, I saw her there, but I didn't really have an appreciation. Well, yesterday on the plane, coming back from Peru, I watched some episodes of a new BBC show that she's in about sort of an offhanded spy. And it is very good. She's very good. Sometimes likable, sometimes not. But I didn't know she had the chops, frankly, for it. So apparently she's much better known than I paid attention, because I don't watch that show, never have much. But I thought that was interesting that Andy Samberg is sort of funny, not, you know, he's kind of one of those.
He's goofy.
Yeah, he's kind of goofy. He does that show. 99 Brooklyn or whatever. What's that called?
Brooklyn 99.
Thank you. That too. And
close
that
enough.
Was that was on. That got canceled by Fox and picked up by NBC.
Yeah, that was one of those shows where the fans were so upset about it that
they
made this huge campaign on social media and another.
Yeah.
They brought it back. It's
I think
amazing.
It starts in the next couple weeks, right? In January.
Yeah.
I just saw an ad for it. I think it starts.
That's a blacklist of a lot of the shows that haven't been around back in January. So the best performance by an actress, Kristen Bell is up for that. Candice Bergen, Alice Brie, I don't know her. Deborah Messing, Will and Grace.
Allison Brie from Glow.
Allison Brie, I don't know her.
She's the lead on Glow. She was in Mad Men. She was in Community. She's married to Dave Franco, who is the James Franco's nicer younger brother.
Oh, okay.
But she's been in a bunch of stuff. You might recognize her face.
Kristen Bell. Isn't she married to Drago? What's that guy's name?
Dex Shepard.
Dex, that's it. Okay. Not
a
likely.
I love all these names that you're coming up with.
I love that we also speak his weird language that we know exactly who he means.
Yeah, but Kristen Bell, everybody knows her from Frozen and The Good Place and all
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture musical or comedy. Christian Bale is up for that. And Vice, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I bet you he wins. Viggo Mortensen. I have not seen that movie Green Book, but I've heard fabulous things.
I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. I want to see that this weekend. Robert Redford.
And you liked Robert Redford, right?
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Old Man and the Gun.
That was a very good movie. I thought Sissy Spacek was good in it as well. John C. Reilly, he's a very, very predictable, solid actor. I don't know Stan and Ollie, but it had to have been about Oliver, Oliver Hardy and Stan Laurel and Hardy.
Oh.
I'm going to guess he paid. He must have played Ollie, the fat one. Anyway, well, because he's kind of fat.
Yeah.
Best director, Bradley Cooper, and A Star Is Born. There's going to be a lot of people focused on that. Politically correct folks, Spike Lee and Black Klansman, which I actually thought was quite a good movie with Denzel Washington's son as the star. Peter Farrelly in Green Book. That's the one we're talking about.
Peter Farrelly. Okay, so this is going to make you laugh.
The
so
Farrelly
Peter Farrelly,
brothers.
He is the older Farrelly brother, and he actually is one of the writers of Green Book, and he directed it. Yeah. So this may be a moment where people take a Farrelly brother seriously.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this fellow who's the black guy who's starring has won the Academy Award last year for some movie. I can't remember what it was, but he's around a lot. What's his name? Ali? Something. I can't remember.
I'm going to say Mahershala Ali.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, he's quite a good actor, and
yeah.
He's very good. At least the trailers that I've seen of this show, it's a great story. These are the kind of movies that I love because they're such great stories.
Right.
And that's what you want. You want a really good, all these damn shoot 'em up, you know, the transistors and all that crap. There's nothing.
Transformers, there's nothing. But okay.
Transformers.
Radios are not fighting each other. It's Transformer robots.
Right. Anyway, food for thought. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
Technology Truth, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truth.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1. Doug 2. Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
New egg.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpazin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpazin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpazin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
It's a printer wonderland.
Because right now at Staples, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750.
Epson EcoTank printers come with up to 2 years of ink right in the box.
That's up to 2 years worth of printed reports, proposals, and letters to Santa.
Up to 11,000 pages.
Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store this holiday.
Ends 12/15/18. See associate for details.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal, so talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Music of the season shines some sun on this, no matter what your religious background. This is the time of year that you all, everybody, I'm so thankful that I was able to go away for as long as I did and come back. It brought me a new way of looking at this season. I am happy to have the season upon us. My children actually are coming here for Christmas to the farm. Miles has never seen snow. Megan and Brendan haven't had a Christmas on the farm for, I don't know, since their mother was alive. I can't remember the last time we had Christmas here, but frankly, when everybody was together. So as we listen to some of these Christmas songs, it is really kind of time for us to finally, as Victoria knows, I don't like that word, but finally get into the season. I think it is time for the spirit to be upon us. So we start our Christmas song countdown as we've gone through the top 100 while I was gone to get a lot of these done. There are so many different versions that are fabulous of this tune. Leroy Anderson doing one of the best versions of Sleigh Ride, number 28 this year in the Christmas song countdown. You'd be happy to know I did a lot of singing while I was gone in Victoria. We actually did some singing with Christmas carols, too, in the bus one day. I started that, and it was kind of fun. All right. So,
of course,
everybody recognizes this. This is really just a great one. You cannot be in a bad mood listening to this. There are a couple of great versions. Andre Castellanos has a great version of it. So, Sleigh Ride, number 28 on the Christmas song countdown. We'll go to number one, then we'll start all over again. It's changing every day because of the influence. And I'm giving you no, this one you get no time for because I think this is a horror show. I so dislike this.
I'm
I will
so surprised.
Turn the radio. Oh, my God.
You
why?
Love
because
the
you think I'm a Grinch?
You love the Monster Mash, and you don't love You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch?
No. Because it's Christmas. We don't want meanness. I don't want this stuff around Christmas. Ugh.
Oh my God. But the whole point is that he gets better at the end. He becomes a good person. Oh,
getting,
my God.
Getting there, though.
You sound like a Grinch.
Meanwhile, yesterday, Jennifer said she wants to live in Whoville.
Oh, really?
She wants good to live in the town of Whoville. Yeah.
Number 26 is next. Yeah, right. Perry Como's version of It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. Everywhere. That's not Perry Como. That's Johnny Mathis. Who can't tell the difference between that voice?
Well, then whoever put this in my library sure labeled it the wrong thing.
They sure did. This is a good version of it, though. Johnny Mathis is pretty standard in Christmas fare.
But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be
a holly. Be kissing under the mistletoe, too, the holly and the mistletoe, that kind of stuff. Most of the decorations are up now, right? Where you are, Kara, down in the Washington area, you see lots and lots
I've
and lots of decorations.
I've got my Christmas lights up. I've got a Christmas wreath, a Christmas tree. I'm all decked out.
Yeah, how about you, Terry, over in on the Jersey Shore?
We're getting
Shore.
Our tree this weekend, lots of houses are fully decorated down here in the Jurs. So,
that's time. Yeah, this is the time. Next 3 weeks is so much fun. It's great attitudinally and otherwise. Number 25 on the song countdown list of 100. This is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Christmas Eve in Sarajevo.
Not a fan of this. It's very dark.
It's heavy. Yeah, it's very heavy. I believe you're right. All right, so then let's do 24, which is Eartha Kitt's version of Santa Baby. This is a very famous.
Under the tree. The most famous version, I think, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. By far. Good girl, Santa, this was recorded in the mid-50s. On the chimney tonight. And she had that the hoochie coo feel to her voice.
Santa Baby, a 64 convertible to light blue.
Very smooth. I'll Christmas on the DJV program at 28 Santa after baby, the hour. So hurry.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Asking your surgeon the right questions before an operation can not only ease your fears, it can also improve the outcome and get you home sooner.
So there are things you need to understand about the hospital, where it's happening, and the surgeon, and also what your role is in that place. So I usually say about my surgeon, is this the right surgeon for me? And that involves, is this person board certified in that area?
Dr. Robert Sima says it's also important to consider other alternatives.
There's a lot of evidence now for certain orthopedic issues and certain spine issues, maybe even urologic issues, that maybe surgery isn't the right option, or at least not right now for you. It might be better to do a course of physical therapy. It might be better to take a watch and wait approach for certain diseases.
For patients who do opt to have surgery, losing weight and quitting smoking can significantly improve recovery. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Howdy, folks. Carl Sanders here with a big old holiday radio commercial for KFC. Wrapping presents is a lot of work, so let the Colonel do the cooking tonight. I'm making KFC $20 fill-ups. That's 8 pieces of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 large mashed potatoes and gravy, a large coleslaw, and 4 biscuits for just $20. I'll even wrap it for you. The wrapping is just a bucket. But it's a swell-looking bucket. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nick Ayers was considered a top contender to replace outgoing White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, but he apparently doesn't want the job. Sources now say Ayers, who's an aide to Vice President Mike Pence, will go to work at a political action committee instead. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow tells Fox News Sunday he'd heard the reports that President Trump and Kelly weren't getting along.
In my tenure, a little less than a year now, I think a lot of the gossip is just wrong. I think they did get along. Everybody's going to have disagreements. That's the way life works. But was he fired? I don't think he was fired. I wasn't privy to that final conversation.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is being mentioned as a replacement now, as is Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. How do you do? Nice to be back in the saddle, if you were. Again, Jennifer back on the morrow. Meanwhile, there are a lot of people talking about various governmental issues, whether or not I'm looking at three or four different things here, Victoria, that are of interest and import, I suppose, much as anything else. The 2-week extension.
Yeah.
Or government spending, the stopgap measure. It's the same old, though. This doesn't, from now until the 21st of December, okay, so the government keeps working.
And then what are they going to do? Christmas Eve, they're going to be working?
Right,
probably
yes.
Not.
Yeah. Or are they going to send everybody home with coal in their stocking for Christmas? Oh, no. Why even pay attention to it is the question. Why would you even pay any attention? It's just more... Push. Anyway, the And part of it, wasn't this part of it, the $25 billion for the border wall, the Ted Cruz and some of the others?
Yeah, that's the big sticking point.
Kind of a sticking
point. It's the funding of the border wall, and there's apparently a bill in place already from Homeland Security that allocates $1.5 billion instead of $5 billion. And so that I guess that's what some of the Democrats are saying. Why aren't we just using that money? It's already allocated for replacing the parts of the border wall. But I guess that's a sticking point on negotiating how much to spend on it.
You know, this trip to South America, to Peru and into Bolivia, brought me around to facing squarely how foolish this all is, how the governments in South America are looking for people. They don't have enough workers. Peru's a perfect example, you know, kind of a poor country. There's no such thing as unemployment there, although people work a lot for sustenance. The conditions outside the big cities are pretty horrendous. But if you look at Bolivia is a good example. Brazil is another example. Some of the other, Argentina, Chile, they have a real shortage of help. So in what universe is it, other than the reputation of how wonderful things are in America, this whole business of the border wall and now this latest contrivial stuff with the marches and they come from Honduras and El Salvador, instead of for whatever, I don't know, and I asked enough people, but I didn't get an answer that made any sense. These people are trying to attract, these governments are trying to attract people to come live in their country and work there, but they don't have any money, so they can't incentivize it. But there are, you know, they don't say government is going to give you this, that, or the other thing, but because there is at least work, and it's in some cases much more than sustenance work, the level of standard living down there is not anywhere near what it is here, but by the same token, instead of however this political folly of having thousands of people walking from Central America up to the American border and then confronting our system is such folly when you consider how the situation exists. There were help wanted all over Lima. They bring people in from everywhere to work down there. So this is, and you never hear that discussed in the news media. This is, we have contrived or allowed ourselves to be yensed on this thing like you wouldn't believe. It's ridiculous. It really is.
It's one of the benefits of traveling outside of the states
and really seeing
the coverage and learning other people's perspectives. It's one of my favorite things. Every time I leave the country, I love soaking up, you know, a different perspective. So you were able to do that for 10 whole
days.
Very
important. Yep. Yeah. All right. Let's see what else from the government. The EPA is going to roll back coal emissions. Again, putting things into perspective. We do some foolish things in this country. We do. We waste a lot of fuel. We have things going into the atmosphere. But travel, as Victoria just suggested, go somewhere else, like South America. You think we have pollution here? You think there's a problem here? You have no idea. They burn manure down there. And they burn whatever they can burn because that's their economy. They don't have coal. They don't have much of, they don't have gas. They have the stuff, the power plant. We were on a boat in the middle of Lake Titicaca, and the guy who ran the boat, somehow or other, he and I got into a discussion about engines, because I said to him, there's a lot of black smoke coming out of the engine. I said, why is that?
Wow.
So the focus here in America is that the EPA regulations, some of them, in my opinion, are bad. Coal plants being regulated, you can put scrubbers on these coal plants and do a much better job than we have been. We should, you know, we have coal. It can be burned better. They've proven that with wood. Why this stuff becomes so politicized, I don't know. So this is a red herring, political herring.
Yeah, I agree, and I think this is a lot to do about nothing. The reason is not because the reason for it is because this is supposed to be an incentive for building new coal plants,
yeah.
And no one's going to do that. And that's because it's just a bad investment. Just from a money standpoint, if you, it's like saying, you know those TVs that existed in the 70s that look like a giant piece of furniture? It's like saying, in 2019, I'm going to start building those TVs when everyone already has a flat screen. It makes no sense. So this, I don't think that this is, this sounds good as a campaign promise, but I don't think this is actually going to have any real traction. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Coming up in a moment, a focus on some best toy buys for you, because, yeah, it is the season. This is DJV at 42, almost 43 past the hour.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. 800-365-7254. That's 800-365-7254.
When I have a cold sore, I want something that works.
Purpose and L penetrates deep to treat your cold sore, and it's enriched with lysine, vitamins, and lemon balm for soothing relief.
But even when I don't have a cold sore, I still want something that protects against a flare-up.
Purpose and L protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold, including flare-ups from sun damage with its added SPF 30 protection. So it treats and protects.
Works for me.
And me too.
Purpose and L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop. And now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment. Available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now in the DJV program. Those of you who are interested in buying a car, this is a good time of year, actually. They got to make their numbers by the end of the year. Let's find out how this could work. We have with us Micah Musio, who's the managing editor for Kelley Blue Book, whose responsibilities include producing unique and engaging video content for Kelley Blue Book. So you are on top of all of this. Micah, I guess the best of the season I would wish to you as well and all the folks that you work with at Kelley Blue Book. Hi.
Hey, what a greeting. That was so welcoming. This is why I like radio. I'm an ex-radio guy myself, so I love talking radio.
And you, I can tell, you open your mouth and I can tell. There's something about us that hopefully endearing. Anyway, great radio name, too. Mike Amuzio, that's a great radio name.
Yeah, it's not even made up. Yeah, that's a real name.
Who would have thought? All right, so as the managing editor at Kelley Blue Book, what are the things that are most challenging? Just tell us a little about Kelley Blue Book for people who may not know what it is, what it does, and how it helps people.
Yeah. Well, you know, Kelley Blue Book, I think, is best known as a pricing resource. If you're buying or selling a car, you want to know what your current car is worth so you can get a fair trade-in value, or you can get a good price when you sell it to someone else. And so that's what we're really known for. But we also, I've been working there more than a decade, and we also review cars. We drive essentially every car every year. And with all of that accumulated knowledge and everything that we have, you know, at our disposal at Kelley Blue Book, we like to put together our best buys for each year. We've been doing this for 5 years now, and it's what we do is we're creating an easy way, kind of a shorthand for which cars are really worth your attention in different categories. Because, you know, when was the last time you bought a car? It may have been a little while. People buy cars maybe once every 4 or 5 years. So when you jump into the car market, it's really hard to know what's out there and what's worth your attention.
You know, I was with this very timely. I was at a party last night talking to a fellow who owns a couple of local car dealerships. And we were talking about how well his brands, he's got what does he have? He's got Kia, he's got Buick, he's got Chevrolet, and what the difference is in people's habits. But he said something that I had no idea, Micah, that the average car is now lasting 11 and a half to 12 years or longer, and then some of them are shipped out of the country to be used elsewhere. I had no idea. You know, I my habits, just for your information, I don't buy new cars. I buy two-year-old cars, and I keep them for 2 years. I have the brand that I've been with for 20 or so years is something I'm happy with, so I pretty much am in the same habit of doing it that way. But for the most part, I drive a 1999 Ford F-350 pickup turbo car on my farm more than anything else. So I may not be the best guide for looking at how this does. So what is the average here in our country? What are you finding for averages?
You know, you're absolutely right that the durability is really not a question now when you are looking at a new car. There was a time where you could buy a bad car, and
yes,
it would be a bad idea to buy it because it was going to break down. That's not really the case. So when you're thinking about new cars, a lot of it comes down to personal preference. Do you like the aesthetics? Does it have the features you want? Does it include the safety features that are important to you? What will the resale values be when you decide to turn the thing around and sell it in a couple of years and get a fresh one? So
yeah,
all of that stuff is stuff we take into account when we put together our list. You mentioned you spend a lot of time driving your Ford pickup truck. That's a good point. We've got the Ford F-150 is our best buy for 2019 in the pickup truck category.
Yeah, not surprised. All right, let's talk about some of the best new models among the stats that you have at Kelley Blue Book. Best Buy Award, the Ford 150, that's not a surprise. What else is in there?
You know, our best new model for 2019 and also our winner in the subcompact luxury SUV category is the XC40 from Volvo. And there's a lot of reasons why we like it. I mean, aesthetically, it is a delight. You know, contrasting roof options. I'm standing next to one right now, and it's got a little Swedish flag, a rubberized Swedish flag that hangs off near the driver's side door. It's adorable. But we really like the fact that there's different purchase options. You can buy it. You can lease it. You can also subscribe to it. So you can go in and say, I'd like a Volvo XC40 subscription, and just pay a flat monthly fee, and that includes insurance, maintenance, everything. And if you
it's
want
not cheap,
to be
it's an interesting idea. My sister has one of those. As a matter of fact, she picked me up at the bus yesterday, and I hadn't ridden in it before. It's quite a good car. Volvos always have been, though, pretty good in terms of quality, haven't they?
They certainly have, yeah, and that's just a quick taste. We have an entire roster of 14 vehicles to look at. So if you head over to KBB.com, you can check out the whole list. We'd love to have you guys over there. Come join us.
KBB.com. This is a big way for you, especially this time of year, to figure out what your next new car might be. A lot of helpful information at KBB.com. Micah Muzio, thank you very much. Good to have you here from Kelley Blue Book. It's 10 before the hour here in the DJV program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have Dr. Joel Wallach here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, DJB Health News. Your call is at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or on Twitter and Instagram. You can connect me at Doug Steffen. Here is Louise who says, I drink iced tea from morning until night. Does that caffeine affect my blood pressure? And she's asked about decaf teas, but what about that, Doc?
Sure. Well, caffeine certainly is a diuretic. It makes you urinate more frequently. And, of course, if you're replacing all that, it's like an athlete exercising and sweating and just drinking water. Your sweat is not water. You're sweating out nutrients, and so you need to be taking nutrients to replace what you're sweating out. And if you're drinking lots of diuretics like coffee, we love coffee. We have a big division of coffee ourselves and sell a lot of coffee. And but we encourage people to take, if they're going to drink more than two or three cups coffee a day or two or three glasses of iced tea or hot tea a day, they need to supplement more to replace the nutrients they're urinating out. And so there is a little bit of a factor there. But the tea is good. It has all kinds of antioxidants in it to protect you from free radical damage. The same with coffee. There's a wonderful study that came out on tea and coffee. You drink those two beverages, you will add anywhere from 10 to 20 years to your life. Because the antioxidants in there protect your liver and your brain and your heart and your lungs and your kidneys and so forth from free radical damage that cause cancer.
Wowie zowie. Okay, there's a plus. 888-302-3684. A lady in Tucson has a painful foot condition.
Hi, my name is Mary. I'm 67 years old, and I believe I have a case of plantar fasciitis on the bottom of my left foot. And I'm wondering if there's any way to get any relief from it. It's really painful.
All right, Doc, what do you say? Plantar fasciitis, whatever that is. Go ahead.
Fasciitis. Well, plantar fascia is a big, wide tendon that goes from the ball of the foot to the heel, and it can actually pull a bone spur out of the heel when you have osteoporosis. And she sounded like a mature woman, so she may have osteoporosis, be very, very painful. And so what she needs is per 100 pounds of body weight, what we call her healthy bone and joint pack, one healthy bone and joint pack per 100 pounds of body weight. Then she needs vitamin D3, even if she's from Arizona, because they sit in the shade. So she needs to take, say, 3 capsules of vitamin D3 twice a day. She needs to take what we call glucagel, which is collagen from skin. It has the cartilage in it. And so she could take 10 of those capsules a day per 100 pounds of body weight of what we call glucagel. She should also take what we call MSM. It's a sulfur compound that cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue love, including the plantar fascia. And for topical pain, she used that Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, from her hemp division that has the CBD oil in it, plus half a dozen other herbs in there that actually control pain. We have an aromatherapy oil called Trauma Oil, T-R-A-U-M-A. It was a blend of about 6 oils that actually relieve deep pain. So she can add 5 drops of that Trauma Oil to our Soothe FX division, mix those together, put that on the ball of her foot and the bottom of her foot, the inner arch of her foot and her heel, and within 5 or 10 minutes, the pain will go away for 3 to 5 hours. So she can use it 2-3 times a day. And this is good for your hips, your knees, your neck, your elbows, fingers, and so on.
All right, so visit the DJVHealthNews.com website to fulfill all of the if you want to get into the order department, hell, just go there and satisfy yourself as to what is there. Tons of things the doc refers to. Or you can call and speak to an operator at 510-939-0001. That's 510-939-0001. So the final question comes from somebody who's actually on the website now and wants to know what the heck this video is. Somebody needs to go to jail. What is that?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. What is what?
Somebody is on the website. They just sent me a note, wanted to know, they're at the DJV website, and they see the video you did called Somebody Needs to Go to Jail. What's that about?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, that's referring to doctors, because they really have failed the American system terribly. We rank 43rd in the world in longevity. Our kids will be the first generation of Americans that don't live as long as their parents. We spend trillions of dollars, Doug, for health care, and we're projected to rank 64th in the world in longevity. So that's why these doctors need to go to jail, because they're all right, just using the American people as an ATM machine.
Exactly, a money machine. All right, great info. Check it all out at DJVHealthNews.com. Our thanks to Dr. Joel Wallach, who is here with us in a form of just his brain works so well. We're happy to have you here, Doc. Thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.